Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Joining us on the phone this morning is Thomas Peacock. His new book is coming out next month. It's called The Wolf's Trail, an Ojibwe story told by wolves. Thomas, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning.
I guess we can't really say it's your book if it was told by wolves. It's really written by the wolves. I asked if you would arrange for them to do an interview this morning, and there were all kinds of the wolves were social distancing, and it was hard to get a hold of them, and they thought about Zoom, and it got complicated. So tell us about your story, though. Is this an Ojibwe story that you invented from your fertile imagination, or is it an Ojibwe story that perhaps was told to you somewhere along the line?
Actually, you know, the book was just released. It came out a bit early, and we just got copies of it, and I know that the publisher shipped out a bunch of copies just a couple of days ago. So it's out there. But actually, the book is entirely fiction. It's based on a couple of different Ojibwe teachings. The title itself, The Wolf's Trail, is named after an Ojibwe concept, Mayinga and Mikan, which is the wolf's trail, which is the ecliptic, which is the path that the sun travels through the universe during the seasons. It explains the seasons. It explains the eclipses of the moon and sun, the different phases of the moon, that kind of thing. So the title comes from that Ojibwe star map, Ojibwe Gishikanang Mazinai, and then each of the chapters is built around different Ojibwe teachings and built around seven teachings. So but it's entirely fiction. Yeah, where you have wolves that speak and feel and imagine using human voice, so I had to make all that up.
Well, only because the real wolves didn't want you to know that they already had a version of this in print, I'm sure. No doubt. So what was it that got you thinking about using wolves to communicate these teachings? Or is that a part of the way the teachings are communicated to folks?
Well, it actually came because, one of the Ojibwe teachings is about the naming of a key of the earth, in our creation story, it has to do with first human and Mayingan wolf being asked by the creator to go out and name the earth, and so that special kind of relationship that exists between wolf and human is very, very much a part of Ojibwe thinking. It's the reason why Native people don't allow the hunting of wolves on their reservations. It explains also the shape of Lake Superior in the face of a wolf. So that parallel kind of relationship, and one of the teachings, of course, is that whatever happens to one will happen to the other. So in both cases, we've both been, both are throughout history have been hunted, lost our land, and other things. So it's a parallel kind of relationship. So we have a responsibility to care for the wolves because of that.
When we first talked, and this has been a couple of years back now, you talked about your publishing company, Black Bears and Blueberries, or is it Blueberries and Blackberries? Yeah. I love the name, but I always mess it up when I try to say it out loud. But I loved the idea behind your publishing company. You said at the time that young Native people needed more books written for them that were reflective of their culture, that showed illustrations of people who look like them, who live lives that are similar to theirs, so that they can see themselves mirrored outside of their own family and community. I've noticed some additional books. Of course, now with everybody staying inside and teaching from home, there's been, you know, kind of a mini explosion maybe in some Native themed teaching materials and resources for folks. Do you see the books for kids becoming more and more available? Are we on the right track there?
I think we're headed down the right track. I really do. I know that the Minnesota Humanities Commission is going to be doing three Native books this year, and we're releasing five. We've released two of them so far, and we have three in the works. So, yeah, definitely. They're coming out there, and so we're finding a lot of interest by Native writers to get their things out there, and Native illustrators, and our books are selling like hotcakes. So,
is this also a way, have you noticed, is this also a way for non-Native parents to learn something about Native culture sort of accidentally?
I think so. I think when you put it to fiction, especially, you know, that's kind of what we're doing. The things that we've published so far are entirely in fiction, but in story form, you know, the cultural knowledge then is embedded right in this story, you know. And so we make sure as best we can that any kind of teachings or cultural knowledge is embedded right in the story. So it's not as dry then as that kind of direct teaching, you know, when it's in story form. So, yeah.
Well, let's hope that in addition to providing wonderful experiences for young readers, and of course young readers need to read everything they can get their hands on, but that there's also a chance for people to learn something about another people that's maybe set in a way that some of the prejudices or the hard feelings or the whatever are kind of separate from it. So you can come away at the end and go, oh, I accidentally learned something.
Hey, well, you can't feel bad about wolves, so. There we go.
Absolutely not. Thomas, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. The Wolf's Trail, an Ojibwe story told by wolves by Thomas Peacock, is out. It was released a little bit early, so it is out. We'll get some links set up with more information about the book. Thomas Peacock joining us this morning as our guest on Minnesota Reads. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.